Am I the jerk? I am sometimes. Sometimes you are.
Yeah, and I want to see if I am in this certain situation before we go to the submissions. Because I was, I was at a place of business. Which generic. Is very vague and generic. But you know how if you're hopping on an elevator and you see someone pretty close and you try to hold the elevator door for them, or even if you're at a door and you open it up and you're specifically holding the door for the person behind you, they usually put an extra pep in their step to get there because they don't hold it long. And sometimes you just, I guess you try to gauge the distance on when do you do it. You look back. Are you rude if you just let it close or whatever because they're too far away or they close? I just don't know the right distance to hold a door or hold an elevator or anything like that. So I was at a place of business with an elevator, and it was one of those to where you're just looking directly into the lobby. It's no cutting a corner, turning or anything. So press the button. I hop on, doors open, I turn around. There's a gentleman of size. That is a good distance away. So if I hold the elevator door, I feel like I was going to make this man probably move a little more than he wanted to. As far as hustling to get to the door.
Okay.
But if I would have held it and they just walked at a regular pace, you'd have got the bang because you're holding the door too long. So I was kind of caught in the middle of what to do. And I just let that bad boy close while looking directly in that dude's face as he's walking toward the elevator door. And when it closed, I felt like the biggest jerk in the world.
You hear a knock.
I felt like a huge jerk, man. But I didn't want this fella to have to
hustle.
Put a little hustle in his muscle to get there. And I can't quite gauge the distance on how, when do you leave the door open? Or you'll just say, you know what? By the time you get here, it'll be already on the way down so you can catch the next one.
How far would you estimate he was when the door started closing? Like 10 yards, 50 yards?
No, it wasn't 50 yards. That's not even a thought.
I mean, if it's 10 yards, 30 feet, I probably would have been like, oh, I got you.
No, I felt it was about a first down and a half.
Man, that's
probably about 15 yards.
Was this single elevator or was there?
Single elevator.
That's bad. And you stared him down the whole time?
I mean, I had no choice. I was just standing there in the elevator and it just
look
started
up or
closing.
Look at your phone so you can pretend like you didn't see him.
That's when you just start like, putting your hands in the air like you can't really see very well. And then the person, you got to do stuff.
I felt really bad once the doors closed.
Well, then you should have hit the open button.
But I felt good about the fact that he was kind of a ways away, and I don't think that he would have put the extra juice. He wouldn't have hit the nos to try to get to the door. That's my point.
See, I don't mind it because a lot of the times I don't like to ride the elevator with people I don't know. So, because I don't want to have that weird, how's it going? That weird, stupid.
Yeah, that's me. I do that all
I know,
the time.
And I don't want to talk to them.
I know that's
so. I don't mind.
If
I see somebody in the parking garage that I know, and I never can tell, do they work up here? Are they trying to go on the same elevator? And it's a distance away. I speed up to try to get to the elevator, and then I hit the close button really fast. Look at me.
Well, that feels like that. That's more of a jerk move than what I did.
Well, they don't.
But
know
the staring down as the door closed made it feel.
No, that
made me feel
worse.
Really bad.
You're a real jerk.
Thanks, Travis.
You know what?
Even when he's not here. He tells me I'm a jerk.
It is odd, the holding the door open for someone in the distance to gauge of should I do it or not. Now, if it's a woman, I will more than likely hold the door open as long as it takes them to get there.
And I don't even care if you're not even putting a little hustle in it. Like, I always hit a trot if someone's opening the door for me. You always got to get there to make sure that they're not holding it for long because they're doing something really nice.
Yeah.
But even if I hold the door and they don't put a little pep in their step, I'm fine. I don't get upset with that because I'm just doing something nice. It's fine. I don't worry about it.
Now, dudes, if you're right along there, I'll open the door for you. I got you. Here it is.
Yeah, I'll hold it open.
Good luck.
But it's just about gauging that distance to where it's okay to just keep going, or you want to do the right thing and just hold the door open for a guy or a girl. But I felt badly when the doors closed.
It's a funny bit. Somebody,
damn it, I should have.
There was somebody who put videos on YouTube of this where they would hold the door open for like an absurdly long time, and you'd see people like, and they try to like, oh, he's already holding the door open for me. It's kind of funny.
And if I'm a ways away and I don't want to put pep in my step and they're holding the door, I was like, no, thank you, man. That's okay. Yeah. Just keep going because I don't want to run to go get it because I'm going to always run to go get it.
It drives me insane if I do hold the door open for somebody and they don't say thank you. Like as they pass me by, I go, oh, you're welcome. And I've had a couple of people look at me and go, oh, thanks. I'm like,
damn it.
I shut the door on you, cut you in half with it.
Okay. All right. Here's a submission. I'm at a grocery store Monday afternoon, not incredibly busy, and as I turn the corner to head to self-checkout, the line is four people long. Slightly ahead of me is an older woman pushing a cart with a service dog at her side. She's moving quite a bit slower, but she's ahead of me, so I slow down and let her stay in front of me. However, about 8 to 10 feet, she slows to a crawl as she looks at some items, and at this point, I am almost even with her. We are close enough that if she were to speed back up immediately, she would get to the line in 2 or 3 seconds, but if she doesn't, I would get to the line well before her. Forced into a decision, I end up going in front of her, only for her to roll up behind me a few seconds later. Am I the jerk for not being more patient for an older woman with a service dog? This is from 8-Bit. Ryan Baldwin.
Baldy, yes, you should have let the older woman go ahead of you.
But she had pretty much stopped looking at something, another product, and she was still a little ways away. It was weird because I didn't want to stop next to her and just wait because what if she's there for like a minute looking at stuff.
But if she's right behind you and get to the line, you should have said, oh, go ahead. You can go ahead in front of me.
You think so?
Yeah, I would have.
No, I'm with Baldy. You stop to look at something, your track is now deterred. So now anybody can go ahead of you because you don't know how long they're going to be there.
And if she was farther away, I probably would have just gone ahead without even thinking about it. But it was close enough where, yeah, I got in line.
And you have to make the decision.
I have to make the decision. So I got in line and she was like within a couple seconds right behind me.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? Looking at her as you just scan each item, just looking at her right in her eyes.
I'm not you. I don't look at somebody that I disrespect.
Then you look at the dog.
A lot of the times it's real easy. If you get stuck in a situation like that, just start speaking out loud in a made up language or a different accent.
No one's going to do that. What?
No, because then the person's like, oh, they don't understand. You don't ever do stuff like that?
No, I don't think I'd be able to get away with that.
You can do it, trust me. Like, you ever do when somebody is riding you in traffic?
What?
You know, like on your, like,
so to speak. That makes it hard to drive.
You know what? When somebody's riding your ass in traffic, they're
not any better.
Didn't make that any better still. It's difficult to drive.
What
I don't
do you
know
call
how
it?
You can pay attention.
When somebody's right on you in traffic on your rear bumper.
Tailgating you?
Tailgating.
Okay, tailgating you. And then you get out of the way and you know they're going to speed past you and they get mad and they look at you. I always am like,
okay.
I make a weird face or something. Because then they're probably like, oh, well, that guy, he doesn't know.
Yeah, just make one of the sounds like you're speaking. Like, roll down the window.
I do this a lot. Watch.
So, like, Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, while they're driving past me, I just do this.
And do you think that in any way affects them? They think that you're you're crazy. That's what they think.
Yeah, maybe that's what I want.
All right, so, Baldy, you're not a jerk.
Thank you.
I think that's
you're
concern.
Not a jerk.
All right, I was parking at a local grocery establishment, and the parking lot had angled spaces instead of just square ones.
Oh,
there was a truck backing out of a space.
No.
Is this also Baldy at grocery store?
There was a truck backing out of a space that was angled in my direction. A car coming the opposite direction got there slightly before me and turned on their turn signal.
No.
But since the spot was angled to my direction, I took the parking spot and made the other driver mad. Am I the jerk?
No.
Should I have the right to the space?
Yes.
Since it was angled toward me coming up the lane and they would have had to make a big circular turn to get into the space.
They're the jerk. They're driving the wrong way on essentially what is a one-way street. They're the jerk. And if they couldn't figure that out when they turned down there and saw, oh, these cars are angled the other way, I'm going the wrong direction. They're an idiot jerk.
Well, to be fair, there are some grocery stores, though, where they have the angles on both ways. So if that person's driving down, maybe on one side it's angled towards them, but the other side is not. I don't know, but you don't get that
the park across the angle that's in the
I agree with that.
But you're there first, and you turn the blinkers on. That means everything, right?
No.
So sad.
That's what everyone thinks. Oh, I put my blinker on. What are you doing? No, that doesn't. That's not the law.
You own the spot if you put the blinker on.
That's what a lot of people feel that way.
No, in a situation like that, that's ridiculous that you would think.
So the angle because you is more important than the arrival time.
Yeah, because you could be sitting there. It would take you, because you have to try to turn into it and then back around and then back around and back. And then you can go, oh, now I'm going the way I should have come down the aisle to get into this spot. Moron.
If it's wide enough, you don't necessarily have to do the like 4-point turn. Especially with a smaller car, you can still go across.
It's like trying to surf, but instead of going towards the beach, you're like, oh, here comes the wave. I'm going to try to surf up against it.
Isn't that kind of what they do?
Can't do it.
Are you sure you have that analogy correct?
Yeah, because you surf the wave, it takes you towards the beach.
Yeah, but you're still...
I'm not sure that's correct.
Going towards the wave for a little bit. You're kind of going back and forth, right?
Well, you have to swim up, and then when you see the wave coming, you start paddling, and you jump up on your board, and you take the crest of the wave towards the beach.
What?
That makes sense. Surfers know what I'm talking about.
You've never seen a surfer go perpendicular parallel to the wave, though?
Yeah. If you're riding it, but the wave is still taking you towards the beach.
Yep. So confident.
That's true.
Okay.
A wave is not stationary, like a parking spot would be.
All right.
What if you back into that parking spot because you're at the angle and you use the,
the
camera on the back of your car to get in there straight? Or maybe crooked, but you're still between the lines.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
No.
The guy with the angle, I think, has the right of way.
I would think so.
I would think so also. So, sir, you are not a jerk for taking that parking spot. Just next time, film the driver that's upset so you can go viral. That'd be great.
Or just knock on his window, but hey.
No, don't do that.
So, just so you know, you're going against the flow of these parking spots, hence... You need to learn how to drive. All right.
It's 11:10. Thank you guys so much for submitting to Am I the Jerk?